All right, so this is a bit of a different episode of Reflections. If you guys are new here, this is where we take a look at our past week in our life and talk about stories and events and lessons that we learned. In this episode, I got my good friend Francisco with me.
What up,
y'all? I'm actually staying with him. I've been staying with him for the past like week and a half, 2 weeks. Because I came to Seattle. I talked to us in the previous episode.
He just texted me. He said, "Hey, what's up? I'm back in Seattle." And I was like, "Oh my God, bro." Like, in my mind, I was like, "Do I need to see this guy? We gotta hang out." And then I asked him, "Where are you staying?" And then he's like, "I'm gonna stay in a hotel." And then he's telling me what happened. And I was like, "Bro, are you serious? What the hell are you doing, bro?"
No, it was such a shit show. I had nowhere to stay, and I had to get a last-minute hotel because the club, there was like a complication with accommodation for those of you that didn't listen to the last episode when I talked about it. And right away, no hesitation, this guy's like, "Yo, come and stay with me."
Bro,
no
I literally, problem. Like, at that moment, I called my mom, and I was like, "Hey, like, mom, like, you know, like, can you stay?" And my mom met him a long time ago, so he's like, "Yeah, what are you?" And I was talking about, like, how much he was paying and everything. And then my mom's like, "He's crazy, what are you doing?" And then, yeah, so.
But this is what I'm saying, guys. Like, friends through football is different. Like, I mean, how many times did we hang out last time? Like, not that many times, right? Like,
hey, bro,
and it was 2 years ago as well.
I'm not gonna lie, like, probably, like I said, like 65% of my friends I met in playing soccer. Especially like moving here to the United States, like soccer was been there for every single moment.
And,
like,
talk about that though, because you're from Argentina.
Yeah, yeah. So I came like also about 2013 back then, and I went through so much shit. And I think the only thing I keep me alive was playing soccer.
Like, that's crazy, man.
Clean my mind, bro. And it was like one of those things, like, you know, I'm going through shit and I'm like, all right, let me go clean my mind. I'll just go kick the ball, you know?
It's funny because I had such a different upbringing. Like, for me, football was something that I played because I loved it, not because I felt like I had to, right?
Yeah.
And from what I hear from your stories, which I want you to talk a little bit more about, but like, it sounds like you had to, right?
It's not like I had to. It was just kind of thinking like, oh, it was like, it's been for me for my life, you know? Like, since I moved here or like in Argentina, I used to play it so much, and coming here, it's like, well, I don't have nobody here. I don't know anyone. I don't know English. Let me just, like, figure it out, you know?
So you had to, in a way,
In a way to, like, keep myself kind of moving, positive, and still alive kind of thing.
100%.
I have, like, let's say, depression kind of thing, kind of hitting, you know? Like, again, I had to. You know?
Well, I mean,
I had to. It was in my blood, you know?
Yeah.
Like, my mom would say, like, "Hey, you walk with the ball," kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I play soccer. And then it's, like, crazy because playing soccer, I met so many people. Like, people from Colombia, like Mexicans, like, yeah, and then I was like, oh shoot, like, I can meet people here, you know? So I was like, that was one of the things that kind of opened my mind, and like, you know, I met people like professional players, and everybody told me, hey, look, if you're playing for money, and I don't know how far you're gonna make it, but if you're just doing it for fun, like, you know, and I was like, oh shoot, you know? I never thought about me playing pro, like, oh, I'm gonna go play pro to make hella money, you know?
Right.
I just wanna do it, just a feeling, like, sipping on the field, like,
right.
Meaning people watching you, you know, kind of thing like, oh shit, that's crazy, you know? Like, I mean, it feels good when somebody's like, oh, you're a good player, you know, like, oh, you're a great player. It feels hella good, you know? Yeah. After the game, like, oh, bro, I'm happy I play with you. It feels good, you know?
Wow. I never really thought about that.
No, bro, it's like, I said, bro, like, those little more details, like, small details, it feels good.
Wow. That's so true, though.
Like,
that's so true.
I'd be playing, like, a Mexican game, like, Sunday, you know? And then it'd be like, after maybe I scored 2 or 3 goals, and they're like, hey, bro, you're a good player. And I was like, damn.
And you just got like this feeling.
Yeah, and I'm like, damn, I like that, bro. Like, I don't go like, oh yeah, bro, I'm a great player. I'm like, thanks, bro, I appreciate it, you know?
There's no feeling quite like it, because I'm trying to think, like, I can't think of any other part of my life where I, you know, when you have a good game, even if no one compliments you, like you feel like.
It's like, let's say, like, let's, I'm working on a car, right? I like working on cars. So let's say I work in a car, I finish working it, and the customer is like, oh, like, you know, I'm happy the work you did. It feels good, you know?
Right.
So, yeah. Like, playing a game.
Yeah.
And then, that's like, finish playing a game and someone from the other team comes and like, hey man, you're a good player.
Yeah.
It feels like, oh, thanks man. Like, I was like, thanks, appreciate it, man. Like, you got a good game too, you know?
I love sports in general because of like the intricacies like that are so beautiful, you know?
It's
the things that you don't, like, it's not scoring goals. It's not like, you know, beating someone.
Being cocky kind of thing. Yeah.
It's like those little moments of like purity, right? It's like the beautiful moments.
Sure. And you meet so many people, bro. Like, yeah, I meet so many people. Like,
dude,
people,
that's why,
you know, people's like, oh, how do you know so many people? I'm like, just because soccer, like,
yeah, right? It's crazy. And to be honest with you, you mentioned like going pro and like making money, and that's not something I really ever thought about. The reason why I played pro, I mean, to be fair, when I was younger and I would watch like the World Cup, I was thinking like, oh, I want to be a professional player, I want to make a lot of money.
But then
as I got older, I realized, okay, that's very unlikely, and ultimately, if I put that as my goal, it's going to be a lot of disappointments. Right,
but
and it's not that it's not my goal, but it's like
no. Again, I feel like in my mind it's like money comes and goes, you know.
Exactly.
It's like you say, like, hey, like if I move here, I can get a job, work a little money. That's in one way, you know.
But like, I feel like if you focus on the money, you forget to enjoy the.
That's the thing.
Right, which is what happened, and I had to learn. Like,
that's why a lot of players are like, they just, it's like saying, like, I mean, people that were like playing, they could go pro and they're like, I just got bored. Yeah. You know, and I'm like, whoa. Why, what would you think when you play? Well, if you think about money, like I want to make, I want to buy a Lambo. Because
they forgot about this, the actual.
Yeah, like yeah. I'm like, bro, like, you know, when I play soccer, it's like my therapy.
Exactly.
Like, bro. I feel free. Like, exactly. I can, I'm not thinking about, like I'm alive. I got so many problems that play soccer is clean my mind.
That's why whenever I post on Instagram about, like, how football is, like, therapy or, like, anything like that, it does so well. And everyone, you know what? Everyone feels
and
like
and
that.
And I understand it because it's not like, oh, he's posting this to, like, show up. It's just posting this, like, oh, look, like, if I can do it, you can do it.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, bro, yeah, if I can work, I can run a mile, then you can run a mile.
Of course.
And people's like, oh, no, I can't. Like, I'm fat. Bro, trust me. Yeah, you know, I'll be running like maybe as fast as I run, or you don't go the same pace I do, but you can still do it.
And you can also get to where I'm at.
Basically.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Which, like, is why I think it's so important to show, like, the like, people, good and bad moments.
People post,
too.
Like, I'll be watching maybe TikTok once in a while and be like, and then some, like don't give up thing kind of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like motivational.
Motivation thing pop up, and they're like, it's not a guy, I don't look at him like, oh, he has money, he's doing this to, like, feel like, oh, I'm the shit, you know?
I'm so glad he
he's just
this.
Doing, he's just doing that to be like, hey, like, if I have it, you, and I work my ass for it, then you can do it too.
Exactly. Dude, you know? Do you know, okay, wait, also one thing I just got to say, just for the, because our mics are, I'll keep this in podcast, I'll say, since our mics are on the same level.
Yeah, they kind of.
Like, if we talk at the same time, it's, so, like, I'm going to make sure I don't cut you off, and that's when fine. I'm talking, just, like, wait till I, there's a pause for you to jump in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I just get too excited.
I know, me too, bro. Me too. But the thing about the podcast, like, that I have right now is, like, it's supposed to be free flowing conversation.
Got it.
Like, we don't come into it with, like, okay, we got this amount of questions that we got to answer. It's like, bro, we're just gonna vibe, and I want other people.
That's why I literally say I just follow you because I'm once I'm in it, bro. We're racing together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. What fuck? Were you just talking about? Yeah, motivation, people who have things, and right, dude. Do you know how many comments and DMs I get about, like, me posting something that I have and people saying, like, yo, this is so not motivating because I feel like it's impossible for me to get to where you're at? And I just think, like, when I see those posts on social media, when I see people who have those things, I think exactly what you said, right? It's like, it's a goal I can work towards. It shows that it's possible. It's motivating.
Yeah, but this is, it's the way how you see it. It's like I say, like, I was telling my girl, like, hey, it's easy to say, like, oh, one day I'm going to have this, or, like, I wish I could have this. This can be like I say, oh, I'm going to get a new car. I'm going to buy that car. It's a way how you say things. Like, in life, it's like, okay, either if I say, oh, I wish I was skinny, and just be like, I'm going to be skinny. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, true, it's a different true. Way thing to say. Like, because oh, I can be like, I can say, I'm going to buy a Ferrari. That's fine. You know, I'm going to be like, I'm gonna buy a Ferrari. It might not be tomorrow. It might be not a year. It might be not like 3 years, but
it's going to
maybe
happen.
It's going to happen. Yeah. Like, in the life, maybe when I'm 60, 80, I know somebody, I'm going to buy. And I'd be like, damn, I remember when I was like, 10, 22 years old, I'll say I'm gonna buy a Ferrari, and then I bought a Ferrari.
That's dope.
Do you know what I'm saying?
The difference is, what's the difference, right? Like, once I want...
The difference is, like, how people think and they say things.
But, like, think about the words, right? Like, I want versus I'm going to.
Yeah.
One is, like, a wish, one is
that's
an
what I'm
action.
Saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's how people think. Like, I would talk to them, sometimes I'd be talking to people, and then they'd be like, oh, yeah, like, you know, I wish I could have this. And I'm like, well, you can have it.
Yes.
You just gotta commit to it. Exactly. It's like saying, like, if you, what are you gonna work for? Like, what do you work for? I meet people that just work, and they got money, and I'm like, okay, now you have money, what do you do with it? Like, are you enjoying yourself, or you just have money for the people that, like, let's say you die, and the people behind you is going to join that money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, such a good point.
I mean, get it. Like, I live, if I don't work, I get money can make you happiness.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, if I work 10 hours, I'm going to go enjoy maybe 10 hours.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, money for me comes and go. I don't see, like, oh, yeah, I need to work my ass because, yeah, I mean, I got to take care of family, bills and stuff, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to have fun myself too.
I think the mindset around money, that it comes and goes, that's like energy, that it just like flows, I think is really important because I've seen a lot in, you know, in other people when they are so frugal with money, like, they don't want to spend it because they, you know, they work so hard for it or whatever. Regardless of whether you work hard or not for it, it doesn't matter. It's like, if you feel like you have to keep it, otherwise it'll leave you. It's like this attachment thing.
It's
right?
like I said, scarcity. Comes and goes. It comes and goes. Like, I have talked to people that are rich and they're depressed as fuck. They can be like, bro, I have so much money, but it's not making me happy.
It's the mind.
And I'm like, damn, bro, like, I don't want to be like rich as fuck. Like, if I had money, I would help so many people. Like, I'd probably donate half of my money.
Yeah.
Just because I know that other people need it, you know?
I've always said that. I've always thought this too. Like, if when I get money, like, bro, I just want to give it back to the people that helped me in my life.
But that's what I'm saying. But, like, you know how I am. Like, I always been helping people out. Yeah. You see me how you, like, you know? Like, I'm always like, you know, like, I do an oil change, and I'm not going to charge her, like, $200 for an oil change because she can't do it.
Yeah.
I get her, I'll be like, no, you know what? I do it for $50 dude. Or, like, $20, $30, you know, and things like that. Just because in my mind, I'm like, yeah. I study for this. I learn it. I love what I'm doing. And if I keep cash is something that it's not like, oh, I'm wasting my time. I'm doing money, you know?
Of course.
That's why when I tell people, hey, oh, I'm working construction. Okay, do you love working construction? Do you like doing it? It's the same thing like, oh, I got to go work in construction tomorrow. Anyway, or I'm like, oh, bro, you know what? I'm going to work today. Like, I'm in a positive way, you know?
Yes.
So if I'm going to work something that I don't like, and there's no point in me doing it. Because at the end of the day, my attitude is bad. I'm bad energy. And it's always going the backwards, you know?
Mm.
It's positive to me, like, you know what? I love working on cars. So, like, why are you always dirty? Oh, because I love working on cars, yeah. You know? I know I'm going to get dirty, you know?
Do you love working on cars as well as how it makes the people feel that you,
yeah,
the cars you fix?
It feels good, yeah, bro. And either right? way, like, yeah. I love working on cars. Like, people be like, bro, you're dirty all the time. Your hands are fucked up. I'm like, yeah, bro, my hands are fucked up.
Is it focusing on, like,
but the I love yeah. doing what I'm doing. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. I'm not wasting my time. If I take 3 hours doing it, I'm not going to be like, damn, I waste 3 hours doing it. Wow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Dude, I feel like if more people had that mindset, like, this world would be a very different
oh,
place.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
People would be a lot happier. I think a lot of the times people get depressed, well, I don't think, I know, because of their own mindset and their perspective on life.
Either way, like, when you talk to somebody, like, I've talked to people, and I'm like, why do you do this for? And he's like, well, I do it just because I have to live. Oh. And I'm like, well, you can make more money, bro, because you can do what you like doing.
Yeah.
And you just do stuck doing here. And they're like, no, I can't. It's well, that's your mindset. No, I can't, yeah, you know? Yeah, it's like I said, like, if you want something, you can get it. Like, if I say, oh, I'm like, people's like, oh, how are you skinny? And I'm like, oh, I eat a lot, but I'm sitting down, I work a lot.
You're always moving, you're
like,
always
I'm always
working.
Moving around.
Yeah.
I'm not just sitting at home playing games. Or yeah. just, when I'm free, I'm like, all right, what do I have to do in my house? You know, I have to clean up, what do I have to do this?
Dude, okay. Ever since I've lived with you, honestly, I can say this because I've seen it. You're always doing something. I've never seen you just like chill and like sit on the sofa and watch TV and like eat chips or some shit. Like you're all like you're fixing this, you're working on this, you're talking to this person, you're helping this person, like you're always doing something.
But I have to, it's like you might have to do it.
And I think another issue with like this world in particular, especially in the West, where there's so many opportunities to get distracted and do nothing.
Dude,
you know, like you can watch TV, you can be on your phone, you can like eat garbage food, you know, but it's those moments of like doing nothing that set you up for failure.
But let me ask you this, how many people are depressed here?
Well, everyone is, bro. Okay. Everyone's on medication.
And why they're depressed? Why they're depressed?
Because of their lifestyle and their decisions around the
world. They just, let's say like, if I sit in my couch and eat chips, how would I feel?
But the thing is, it feels, it's like an illusion, right? Because it's like, oh, this is something that I want to do, but it's not actually good for you.
Let's say like today I was like, I'm gonna wake up, right? I wake up kind of late. And then I was like, oh fuck, let me go do outside the demolition or thing. Remember what I was doing?
The demolition, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, let me go do this real quick. And then in my mind, it's like, oh, it's raining. Okay, I'm gonna do it anyways. Like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, it's raining. Ah, I'll just do it tomorrow.
But I like being around people like you.
Because it's depressed.
Exactly. But what would have been easier though?
What do you mean?
Like, it would have been easier to just not do it, right? Because it was raining.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Like, I don't wanna get away. I don't like to be outside. But at the same time, look, I was outside. I was playing with my dogs. I was having fun, like, playing music. I was stealing music, doing it. I got my mom happy because I got the job done. And then I got there with my dogs, and my dogs are happy. So then my day went quicker because it didn't take forever to do something.
I hope people listening kind of just like rewind that, listen to it again, and think about the situations in their old life where they could like, have a different perspective on the things they do, and then all of a sudden that thing they're doing changes.
Uh-huh.
Right?
That's my mind. Like, my mind is not going to be like, yeah, I don't know what to do. Yeah. Let me just be like, shitty day. No, bro, like, I got to wake up. Like, tomorrow maybe, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing tomorrow, you know? I'm sorry, I'm cussing.
No, it's okay. It's fine. I swear.
I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow, you know? Yeah. It should be like, oh, no, tomorrow I'm waking up, bro, and I'm going to make money. You know, I'm going to go make money somehow, you know? Like,
the thing is, we're going to find a way to make it fun.
That's literally how it goes, you know? Yeah, and we probably take pictures and videos and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, what's the plan tomorrow? We're going to go, like,
just cut grass, basically. Like, just go get grass. And
we're just going to go, like, a nice neighborhood and see where people
need
their grass cut.
It doesn't matter, you know? Well, any sure, maybe, like, we find people that need help, you know?
Yeah.
And might be your day, you know?
Yeah,
and
true.
I promise, like, I found so many people like that. I met so many people, like, hey, do you need help? Just asking, do you need a hand, you know?
Yeah.
People here, I noticed from Argentina here that people think about themselves. You know, about everyone else, you know?
Mm.
It's like, oh, someone's suffering, let them suffer, that's their fault.
Damn,
you know?
Yeah, you're right.
And here it's like, I mean, it's like, in Argentina, it's like, oh, my, if I need help, my neighbor can help me, you know? Yeah. Like, hey, can I get help?
Yeah, it's very, for sure, very community, right?
Yeah, it's more like open up.
Here's everyone
like,
loves each other.
Here's like, oh, it's me and fuck everyone else.
Yo, that's such a good point. And I think that's why people are depressed as well.
Yeah,
because they feel like, deep down, like no one loves them because in a way, no one does.
It's funny because I was gonna get a, what was it, like Thursday, I think? I was gonna get a haircut in the morning and I stopped by Starbucks with my friend, my barber, and there was a nice truck, like a nice JV. And this guy like was working on it and he was kinda like frustrated, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was like, hey, ask him, what do you need? You know, if you need a hand. And I was like, you know, I'm a mechanic kind of thing, I can fix it. And he's like, oh, all I need is a jumper cables. And I was like, oh, I got you. And I drove back home, get the jumper cables, and I drove back to this guy.
Wow.
And then I dumped his car off. And then he's like, oh, it's just, I haven't been driving it. You know, it's one of my cars that I don't, he doesn't drive. It's a nice Chevy, you know, Chevy truck. It was like a 1979 Chevy truck. And then it was super nice, clean, bro. And then he's like, I just don't drive it. So like, the body died. And it's, you know, it's most common, you know?
Yeah.
And then this guy bought me coffee. He paid like literally like $25. But I mean, he didn't have to do it, you know?
Yeah.
He just did it because he knew I helped him out.
That's like two people just basically helping each other out.
You know what I'm saying? That's, and then he was like, you know what? I wish those people more like you.
That's
and I feel so good, bro.
Yo,
that felt that. Great, bro.
I love that story.
But you know what I'm saying? Like those little things that people don't see. There was like six cars in front of me.
Wow.
None of those cars, you know, any of those cars can do it. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. just what? 20 seconds?
I was going to say, that's another thing I love about you is I've seen so many times where you have an opportunity to help someone and you do it, right? You like, it's not that you second guess yourself, like, oh, someone else could do it, or maybe they'll be able to find a way to do it. You just, even when they don't need help, you ask anyways, like, or you always make sure you say hi to people, or like, you know, remember, I remember when we were at the restaurant, right? We were sitting down waiting for our order.
Yeah.
And you just started talking to the people that came in. You're just like, hi, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, you started
because you know why?
And they were so happy, bro. You could tell that had never happened to them.
You know why? Because sometimes, like, checking someone, like, hey, are you okay? How you been? Like, how's your day doing? You know, sometimes maybe talking to someone like that, it opened their mouth, like, oh, like, someone cares about me.
Oh,
you know? Because I mean, people that are lonely, bro, and sometimes just for a hug, it's a lot.
Yeah. Wow.
Trust me, it's a lot, bro. I mean, people from the army, they're like, oh, bro, like, damn, bro, I need that talk. I need that. Wow. How you been, bro?
You never know who needs it. Yeah,
bro, same thing with like car community, bro. If you're like a car guy, listen to this, you know damn well like a car broke down and you pull up, hey bro, you need help, you need a hand, bro. It always help each other.
That's amazing. It's like, so
that's
funny
because another thing, like a car community thing, I always help people. Like, yeah, I don't have a probably a badass car, but I know that homie that drives the same car as me, got me, bro. Subaru guy, bro. I don't drive Subaru, my girlfriend has one, but every time I drive Subaru, just they always look at each other like, oh, nice car, bro. And I'm like, damn, bro, it's just a stock. But now that feels good, you know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
Hey, bro, that's a good car. Thanks, bro. Appreciate
it. What's the common theme? It's community.
Community, bro. That's the thing. That's the thing, bro. Like, I noticed that, you know, playing soccer is the same thing. Like,
yes.
Soccer is the same thing as a car community. You know, that's one of those things that I'm always, like, working on, like, make me happy.
And no matter where you go in the world, there'll always be a car community that you can now connect with people
always,
on,
bro.
You know? No matter where I go in the world, if I play football, I can connect with people. And
always,
I can make
bro.
Friends, right?
Always, bro.
That's a beautiful thing about having, like, a passion for something.
And it doesn't have to be just soccer and cars. It can be anything else you like.
Claro que sí.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, they say if you're a restaurant, I don't know, you work at a restaurant and you love it and you love food and then people love food and there's a community, you know? Like,
yes.
They talk about, oh, what did you bring this? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, and I promise you, bro, we were thinking about, like, mate.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, my God, let me just slide some later. Like, let me slide your house later and get mate, you know? Or let's meet on the park and drink mate. And I'm like, dude, I met this guy, like, 5 minutes ago. And we're about to go in the park and drink mate.
That's amazing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. Never thought
again, it's these, like, simple moments in life that are what make it beautiful. It's not these grand things. It's not. I guarantee you, like, if you someday are going to buy a mansion or, like, buy your nicest car, the feeling of happiness is going to last, like, maybe a minute.
Yeah.
Maybe the first time you're driving.
Yeah.
But after that, you're probably going to be like, what's next? Or maybe, you know, but it's these moments where you help people, where you enjoy these, like, very seemingly mundane things, like drinking mate with someone at the park.
Mm-hmm.
It might be like...
Or just asking, like, hey, how's your day going?
Exactly. Those that's are things that... That's real... It's not happiness. It's, like, it's life.
Yeah, bro. Like, I promise you, like, dude, I miss so many people just like that, just because I couldn't say nothing, and it could just be... I couldn't say, like, oh, what's up, bro? How you been? You know, how's your day going? You know, things like that, like... I just started a whole conversation and then, you know, like I made people rich just because that, you know, like people are like, oh my God, bro, I need a guy like you. You know what? Come to my house. I need to work on my car. And then I go to the house and I'm like, you don't need me. You know, like you have all this machine. You can go take it to the mechanic and you actually, I just finished school. I graduate and you take, you know what I'm saying? Like kind of things like that.
Because there's something else that they
want. You know what I'm saying? Like, probably they wanted that talk community. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, this is a dope conversation.
It's crazy, bro. It's crazy because, like, from one small thing, you can open your mind and see so many things.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I'm almost open to everyone. Like, I'm not, like, you know, if someone's a dick to me, I'll be nice to them. Like, I met people that were a dick to me. I'm like, you know what? Maybe they have a bad day. You know, you got to think about that, too. Like, if someone's rude to me or racist to me, like, it happened, I'd be like, you know what? It's okay, man. Have a good day. You know, I don't have to be like, you know, screw you and suck us him out fighting. Like, people would be like, let's fight. I'm like, all right. Before fighting, I'm like, what's the point of fighting? Why we can't just talk it like two men?
Bro, such an elevated mindset, right?
We're like, yeah, because I'm thinking about it like, I can fight. We can fight. If you want to fight, we can fight. I mean, I put my energy out of mine. But then what are we going to get? Bleeding out, get hurt, concussion, things like that. For what reason? Yeah. What do we win at then? Like, who's win? Oh, I won. Okay, what you won? There's nothing you win. You know what I'm saying? It's easy. Yeah, bro. People think about like, oh, I want to fight all the time. Oh, I beat you. I have this. I'll go get my gun. What's the point, bro? You kill them. You go to jail, whatever. You go to all this stuff for what? Why you just can't sit down and be like, you know what? I bought you a beer. And let's talk about what's going on. Why you don't like me? Tell me. Maybe there's things that you don't like. That's fine. Just talk to me. We can change those things. I can change those things. Maybe I'm doing something wrong that I think you like and you don't like. Oh, because you look at me like this. Oh, no, bro. I'm looking at you because I like your hoodie. You know what I'm saying? I walk in the mall one time and I was like, why people look at me? And then this other guy was like, oh, bro, I like your shirt. And then I was like, oh, they look at me because they like my shirt. I don't have to think about like, oh, he's looking at me because he want to fight me or because of this and that. Bro, that's crazy because people here, they always think like that. They're like, oh, they look at me because something's wrong.
Right.
Bro, no. They're probably looking at you because it's something you might have something that they like, they want it. And they're scared to ask me. That's why when I talk to people, they're like, they say like, they're looking at me. I'm like, oh, hey, how you doing? You know, and they might be like, good, man. I'm like, damn, man, I like those shoes. I'm like, oh, thanks, man. You know when I got them? Boom.
Dope.
Made a friend right there. Wow. You know?
Yeah.
It's crazy because people promise you, bro, people in this world, they don't think like that. When they hear, they can be like, you're right, I don't think like that. I think like this. And then go back again. I always think like, I'm ugly. I always think about like, bro, no. If people look at you, not always it's going the negative way. You know? And if they go the negative way, that's fine. You know? I'm like, yeah, I'm skinny. I'm sorry, you know? I wish I could be a little fat. Like, that's fine, bro. If you're fat, you're good, bro. Don't worry.
But also, if you think other people are thinking about you in a negative way, does that not mean that you're thinking about yourself in a negative way?
Yeah, bro. All the time. Right? That's why myself, like, and when people ask me, like, I'm beautiful. I'm gorgeous, bro.
Yeah.
That's the way I think because God made me this way and there's another way. God made me like this for a reason,
yeah.
You know? And there's a reason, like, there's no way I can change. Either way, if I get surgery, whatever, I am who I am, bro. Facts. And everyone is the same. Yeah. It don't matter what skin color you are. It don't matter who you're from. At the end of the day, you got blood, you got bones, you got two legs and two arms and two eyes. You know, like, we're not different. You're not better than me because you're taller than me. Look at Messi, bro. Messi Ronaldo's tall and Messi short. And they're still the two best players in the world.
And I think it's important to remember, you can never be like anyone else.
No, bro. Like, yeah. And people like, you know, like, I was telling my girl one of these things. I was talking to my girl, and then I was like, you know, like, I know you might be looking for the guy you want, and I might not be him, and I'm not going to be that guy. I'm going to be myself. Yeah. And if you like myself, it's good. If you don't like it, hey, man, you keep going. It's okay, man. I'm going to find the right one, you know? Like, I'm not gonna be like, okay, what do you cool like? Let me see so I can be that guy. Because that's not gonna work, bro. Yeah, I mean, it might work for like a few months and then what? And it's gonna break down, shit's gonna, you know, stuff is gonna go the other way. I prefer to be like myself and be me and be like, no, this is me and this is who I am. And then either way, you like it how I am and, you know, maybe I can, yeah, I might change things to be better, you know, for both of us, you know? But I'm not gonna be that guy that you wanna be, you know what I'm saying? Because that's really fake, bro.
I'm blown away right now, bro. I actually can't. Like, I didn't know.
It's crazy because that's how it is, bro. And you know, I promise you, bro, you probably didn't think about that for a minute till like right now. Maybe like, you know, like
Well, because I also haven't been in a relationship in a while. So that's such a good point.
It's crazy, bro, because that's how, you know, people don't think like that. Like, in my mind, I was like, when I was a little kid, I was like, yeah, maybe when I was 19, 18, I was like, yeah, I want like a nice girl, you know. I wanted to be like, you know how guys think, like, they always think about body-wise, you know. Yeah. And I was that kind of guy. And then I was like, wait a minute. At the end of the day, we're going to get older, and things going to change. Do I really want a girl that, you know, is like all that, and maybe she has a shitty attitude?
Damn, bro.
Or do I really want a girl that cares about me, and will take care about me, and will make great memories, and she's beautiful, you know?
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I fucking love this conversation right now because it's so true.
And that's how you have to be, bro. That's how you have to, like, think, bro. Like, that's how you think today. Everything, bro, like, it's like I buy a car, right? My 4Runner.
Yeah.
My body is beautiful. Bro, you know how many scratches she has? Bunch of scratches. But it doesn't matter. She's still beautiful for me. Is she perfect? She's perfect for me. She's not perfect, maybe. She's not 100 miles. Maybe, like, her brakes are bad, you know? Or her life maybe is not working really well, but... Hey, she's still 100% for me.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I think this idea of perfection is where people get tripped up on. Same with happiness,
bro.
Right?
They think like, oh, I gotta be happy. There's no way, bro, you're gonna find a perfect woman.
And there's no way you're ever gonna be always happy.
No, either woman or guy, there's no way it can be perfect. Yeah. Maybe my girl might be depressed, and she's perfect for me. Like, she was like, oh, sorry, I'm not perfect. I have so many problems. I was like, you know what? It doesn't matter how many problems you have. It's, you're perfect for me. You know what I'm saying?
God,
like, bro, yeah, bro. Like I said, let's say, talk about cars.
Yeah.
Actually, look, let's talk about cleats. Talk about cleats.
Okay, let's talk.
My cleats might be broken, but they're perfect for me. They feel good. They ride around good, anything. But, you know, it might be dirty. It might be, you know, a different color, whatever. But for me, it's perfect, you know? You know, for you, might not be like, oh, bro, your cleats are fucked up. Hey, you know what? My cleats are perfect. My car, bro, my car might not go 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It might go like 60. But you know what? That car means something for me and it's perfect for me.
Okay, yo. You know, have you ever heard on social media people say like, oh, escape the matrix? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Wait, let me say something. What you're talking about right here, when I hear people say escape the matrix, this is what this means. Because let me finish. On social media, you see a lot of people say escape the matrix and they make more money. They get like beautiful, beautiful women, quote unquote, beautiful women, right? And it's like, sure, you're escaping the matrix by like, you know, not doing a 9-to-5. You have like abundance of money. You can travel wherever. But you're still mentally a part of this system that is very materialistic.
Yeah.
Right? But what you're talking about, I think, is actually escaping the matrix of this world, because what this world wants you to do is to be focused on the material, on the temporary, on these illusions of happiness and perfection that don't exist. So you're always sad and you're always depressed and you're always...
That's how it is, bro.
Right? But what you're talking about takes a lot of discipline, because you have to be thinking about what life really is, right?
For sure.
And it's so difficult to do unless, I think, you have people around you, or you've had a certain type of life.
This is how it starts.
That leads to it.
Everything starts with people around you. You know, like, let's say if I, you know, I don't do drugs, but let's say like I have friends that do, and I respect them all the way. You know, let's say if they smoke weed, I don't smoke weed. You know, but let's say that if I'm around people that smoke weed all the time, then I'm gonna get into it, right?
Yes.
Then they should be like, oh shit, this is bad for me. You know, like if you're in my mind, like, oh, this is bad for me, I shouldn't do this. But if I'm hanging out with those people, I'm gonna get into it. You know. That's why, like, it's cool around. Like, I made people, this guy was, like, my friend. He's, like, rich, you know? And he's like, bro, I have money, and I'm depressed. Because people see what I have, and they look at me as a material thing. Like, oh, this guy has a jet. Let's say, like, I buy jet skis right now. Or let's say when I buy my 4Runner, bro, you think people are like, oh, bro, I'm so happy you got your 4Runner? Or people were talking like, oh, bro, you have money now, you think you're this, you think all that.
Oh my God, that's so true.
Because that's what people are. That's literally like, people know you say like, oh bro, like yeah. Like I tell everyone, like you have a 4Runner, but I work my butt to get that. You know what I'm saying? Like I work so hard and I struggle so much thing, but you know what? Like if I have that, you can have that too. That's why we come back. I came back, what we were talking about earlier, remember?
But yo, you brought up a really good point about your friend who has money and he feels depressed because people don't see him for
That's what I'm saying. Like when he called me, he'd be like, yo, like I'll be calling him. And I don't call him like, hey, you know what, can I borrow like $100? Can I borrow, you know, I'm like, hey, how's your day going? How you been? When are we hanging out, getting coffee? Like, and I invite him to get coffee. And I say, hey, pay for my coffee. I say, hey, let me just get you. I pay for him, you know? And he knows I don't see him as a material thing. Oh, I say, oh, he has money. I'm going to take care of his money.
Yeah.
You know, like, because for me, money comes and goes, bro.
Yeah.
And he say, bro, I have so much money. And like, I can go buy a Ferrari right now. He's like, and he showed me, bro. He showed me, and I was like, damn, bro, you can go buy a Lambo if you want.
Dude, oh.
But what's the point? What's the point? What? He bought it, and then what? Enjoy it?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
What? Well, that's why he say, there's a lot of things that money can't buy happiness.
Yeah.
Money can buy happiness, but now, like, the feeling, like, who's going to be? Let's say if I'm rich, right? Example, I got money. And I'm super happy. I buy jet skis. I buy whatever you want. What do you see social media? But who I can trust behind my back?
Yes, that's what it is.
Who's the guy I can be like, you know what, bro? Like, I trust you, bro. I let you buy. Like, are you actually trust me? Like, if I need help, you think you'd be there for my money or you'd be there for me?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're
saying. You know what I'm trying to say?
Of course. Yeah.
This is a common dicho, but I don't remember what it's called.
Dime los 21.
No, I don't know. I don't remember. It's something about like money. Like money can't buy happiness. Something like that. I don't remember. That's what I fucking remember.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. I saw it on Instagram or something. Where it was like,
There's a movie.
Oh, there's a movie.
It's a movie, bro. It's a movie coming from. I was watching that. I
heard someone say like money doesn't buy happiness. It just makes it so that you have.
Yeah.
Or you deal with your problems easier or something like that.
Yeah.
But happiness is, yeah, it's not.
Yeah, you know, I know what you mean. Yeah. I know, perfect. But you know what I'm saying? Like, if I have so much money, bro, it's so hard to trust people. Like, I know my friend can trust me because he knows I don't care about money. Like, money makes me happiness, but at the same time,
it's
I feel like it makes me so many problems because it's like, oh, who I can trust now? Who cares about me, you know?
Now imagine this, right? Like, imagine you're born with money, and from the very beginning, you can never trust anyone.
No, bro.
And no one ever sees you for who you are.
It's crazy because, like, now in life, like now in this where we are right now in these years,
yeah,
it's like that.
Yeah,
I've met people. They're like, you just talk to me because I'm driving this kind of nice car. I'm like, it's nice. But I'm just talking to you because, you know, maybe you're depressed. Or
you
you're,
have people,
you know,
say that to you?
Yeah, people are like, oh, you just think about my money. I'm like, no, bro, I don't care about your money.
Wow.
And that's how I know, like, people just get tired to talk to me. No, like, he was, like, straight to the point. Like, bro, what do you talk to me? Like, what do you care about me? You know?
Wow, it's kind of sad.
It is sad. But that's why, because we're in this world, bro. That's how it is now. Like,
yeah.
Imagine, like, when I bought our 400, bro, you know how many haters I had? They were like, oh, bro, you think you're rich now? And I'm like, no, I just got this because I need it. Like, it's safer. I didn't even say I'm gonna buy a nice car so I can be balling out. You know?
Wow, bro.
I was watching a TikTok by Abramovich and the haters. I think I showed you. Remember that show you one?
Yeah.
Yes, bro. That TikTok blew my mind, bro. Let me see if I find it real quick. Yes, I have it because I was watching that. I was like, damn, bro, this guy. Let me see if I find it real quick.
But yeah, the importance of having like-minded people around you is everything. And I think it's worth being alone until you find the right people. You know, it's not, you're wasting your time if you're hanging out with people just for the sake of hanging out with people.
If you want me to be the bad guy, I'll be the bad guy. If you want me to be the good guy, I'll be the good guy. But I have no problem being both. Sometimes it's better to be the bad guy, because then you know really what the person think about you. Because when they say they like you, you don't know if they like you. Or when they say they hate you, then you know they really hate you. But I make haters become my fan.
And that's crazy, bro. That blew my mind, bro. Because it's like, damn, what we talk about, that's how it is.
Wow.
That's how I think sometimes. I'm like, you know, they talk shit about it. And I'm like, damn, at least I know who he is, who they are.
Do you ever visualize your future? Like, do you ever?
Yeah, so many times.
Yeah.
And I think I'm gonna have a great future. Like, if how I've been thinking, you know, maybe I'm not saying I'm perfect. You know, I'm making mistakes in life, and that's how I learn. You know, like I'm scared to do things, and then I'm like, well, it's good to be scared because if I don't, I'm not. Like, it's good to be scared because I'm like, okay, I'm so scared to do something, and when I do it, I'm like, why would I be scared for?
Yes, bro.
And then it's a commitment to do it. Like, yes. My dad was like, bro, go do the job. I'm like, no, I can't do this. I don't know none of this. And then I go do it, and I'm like, dude, this is a piece of cake.
Yes.
But yes. It's hard to commit because people's like, oh, I can't go do this, I can't do that. Bro, I was snowboarding, bro. I went snowboarding. Never snowboarded in my life. Never. Like, I promise you, never thought about me snowboarding. Did I want to do it? I was like, bro, one day, I was like, oh, I wish I can do that before. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go snowboarding. I literally said that. Like, I was like, bro, this year I want to go snowboarding. Bro, I went snowboarding, bro. Love it, bro. From the small mountain, bro, to the big one, bro, to the black one. I did a black one, bro.
Black diamond.
Yeah, bro, I did a black one, like, those are deep. Bro, and I was killing it. The guy next to me was like, bro, how long you been doing this? I was like, bro, this is my second day. The guy's like, bro, you're crazy. I was like, yeah, I know, bro. Like, for me, bro, like, I told him that if I die, at least I die doing something that I love doing it.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, yeah.
I die something, and I was like, no, you know, I didn't die, like, all depressed, sad. You know?
Yo, I fucking like, love
dude,
that.
I went out there and I put my balls in there and I send it. I was like, bro, you know what? Just send it, bro. It's okay.
Dude, I feel like
we can't learn if you don't do it.
Exactly. But life should be about being scared.
Oh, yeah. All the time, bro.
And I think the problem is that people look at being scared as a bad thing.
But think about it. If it was too easy, bro, it'd be so boring.
Exactly. Exactly. But like, I love every time I'm put in, like, for example, the situation here, like, to be honest with you, before I messaged you, I honestly didn't know where I was going to stay. Because I was like, I can't afford a hotel.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like,
I don't know anyone. I don't know anyone.
You guys, that's why.
And then I saw your note on Instagram. And I was like,
bro, when you text me, I was like, there's no way, bro. Let me just text this guy. Bro, when you told me how much you paid for that hotel, I was like, bro, get your ass home, bro.
I still need to get paid back for that, but yeah.
I know, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, yeah. That's how it has to be, bro. Like,
damn.
In my mind, I was like, bro, before you help me out, look at this. Look at us now, bro. Like I told you, bro, I was like, hey, maybe you were meant to be to come talk to me.
I honestly think that's what it is. Because then, coming here for
and
the
I
team
open your
was,
mind and, like, wherever you go. If you play pro, bro, one day, I'd be like, yo, remember this bus guy we talk about? Remember that name, bro?
The thing is, though, like, you wouldn't even have to remind me because in the back of my head, I've got a folder.
Oh, for sure, bro.
It's called Francisco in Seattle. That's what it's called.
The thing is, like,
all those memories.
The thing is, like, bro, the thing is, like, it's not you only stay here. You're learning for everything you stay here. Like, you're not wasting your time here. Like, you can work with me. I show you what to do things. Like,
I learned so much.
in the future, bro, like, yeah, maybe you were working, like, it's not like you're working for free, you know, you got paid,
yeah.
But you learn things that you were done, like, oh, I if you, people, you see you in Dubai, bro, and you're like, oh, yeah, I met this guy in Seattle, and he teach me all these things, and I know how to do this, and this and that, you know, bro, either cars,
do you know what the most important thing is, though? The most important thing is I learned to have an appreciation for things that I didn't know I could like before.
Bro, that's how you gotta call it, bro.
Yeah, because, like, I don't know anything about cars. I was like, I'm not a car guy. And then I saw you working on cars, your passion for it. And I'm like, yo, this is awesome because he's passionate about it. And I'm like, yo, this is such a cool thing. Construction, I'm like, bro, I'm not going to work construction. I started working construction with you.
You never know.
Exactly.
You never know when you have to fix something in your house.
Bro.
You can do yourself.
Exactly.
You know? And it's crazy because I learned, like, I was in my mind, I was like, dude, I want to do social media. I want to take pictures, you know, like, in my mind, bro, I always been, like, negative and that kind of things. So, like, I told myself, like, oh, you know, like, I was so negative myself, like, oh, why would I do this if I look ugly? Why would I do this? Like, I don't know how to do this well, you know? And you teach me all those things, it feels so good that, like, it feels maybe, like, want to do more things, you know?
We're good. Yeah, no, we can keep going. I was just checking. I got, like, 10% left. We'll just go to my battery dice.
Okay.
This is a great conversation.
I know, bro. It's crazy. And then, like, dude, I learned so many things. Like, I promise, like, I was like, bro, I was like, I want to do social media. It's not about the money. I just want to do it because I want to learn how to do it. Like, you know, like, maybe other people help other people. Like, you know, do an oil change kind of thing. Or, like, I don't know, anything working on cars that can help them out, you know?
I think that's what life should be about. People should have skills.
We were just talking about this today, remember?
We were
talking about, yeah, they were like, oh, how other people should be social media, like, doctors should do this, you know?
Oh, no. What I mean is, like, I agree with that, but I also think that this is what life should be about. Someone, like, I'm not going to be able to do everything.
Right.
But I can be really good at something.
Yeah.
And then someone for example, like you, who wants to do social media, I can teach you everything that I've learned in the 4 years.
That's what I'm saying,
in, like,
bro.
5 minutes.
That's what I'm saying,
and,
bro.
And, like, let's say, like, next time you change your oil, you've been doing this for how many years? You're like an expert at it. I can learn in, like, a minute. How to do it. Whereas before, it would have taken me so long to learn from
scratch.
And
think about it. Like, maybe you're paying that guy so much money for doing it. Like, it takes you maybe 10 minutes to do it.
Exactly. But what does that take? That takes people caring about other people wanting to share.
For sure, bro. It's, you know, sometimes it's crazy because I was thinking about something about a friend that I think, I don't know how this worked, but I don't know if it was his friend. Or I don't know who. He's like, yo, this guy's my friend. I don't know who he was, but he's like, he didn't even tell me how to do it because he said I took his work
from him.
From him. I was like, it makes no sense.
That's a scarcity mindset. Well, we're talking about the money thing where people, like, hold on to the money.
That's what I'm like, bro,
it
makes no sense. Because he can be like, oh, you know, I teach you how to do it. Boom. And then, you know what, let's open a shop.
Yeah.
And we do it together.
Yeah.
We make money.
But also, here's the thing too. When you teach someone how to do it, you know how to do,
like,
it even better.
Like, when I make a video, I post it, I'll be like, I'll probably hashtag Diego, help me out. Yeah. You know, like, I'll help you out. Like, but I'll post it.
Even,
you know,
if
saying?
You didn't, bro, seeing a hobby I made you is enough for me.
And they'd, like, be like, damn, imagine when you post a video, like, damn, that video he made it because me. Because I teach him how to do it. Doesn't it feel good?
Exactly, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
That's such an abundance mindset.
You know what I'm saying, bro? That's how you gotta think about it. Like, when I post something, bro, I'll probably be like, hey, bro, like, I will text you, bro. Thanks, bro. I couldn't make, let's say if I be a YouTuber and I make millions, right? I make a million subscribers. I'd be like, yo, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you.
And do you know how happy it would make me to, you know how excited I am when we're talking about social media?
Yeah,
and you making videos.
Crazy.
And, you know, because you know what I was visualizing when we were talking about? I was visualizing you making videos, like, how I see, like, kind of like, you know how I, like, do the tutorials? I was visualizing you doing those, but for your mechanic stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Construction, mechanic, anything. That's what I was like, bro, we took this video today, and, you know, posted on Instagram later. I was like, damn. And you showed me that video we posted. I posted my Instagram, bro. I was so hyped up. I was like, bro, this made me so happy because I wanted to do this for so long, bro. And I never had to be like, oh, how do I do this? I look at YouTube videos. I look at everything, bro.
Yeah.
And nothing showed me out. You know?
Wait. Let me give some context and just for people listening, because we kind of went like 100 miles an hour there.
Yeah, bro, I'm sorry. That's how I am.
No.
I didn't go 200 miles an hour.
I fucking love it because that's how my brain works fast too, but, like, I have to slow it down sometimes.
Oh, I can't.
It's okay.
But let
me just give context because earlier today we were driving in the car and we were talking about social media and, like, he wants to start it, but it's too overwhelming.
How it works, yeah.
Yeah, but I was breaking it down to him. It's very simple. It's very overwhelming at first because it seems overwhelming, but it's very simple. And then I was teaching him, like, yo, you're a mechanic. You know these skills that people need. You have a service that people need that's in big demand. What you do, make simple tutorial videos. Here's how you do an oil change. 1, 2, 3, 4, boom. And then here's how you, like, change the lights or whatever. 1, 2, 3, 4, boom. You know, like, empowering people to do things that would otherwise take them so long to do is a great asset.
No,
and
yeah,
you
for
can
sure.
Get rewarded for it with social media now.
Yeah, either that, like, I've been watching Instagram videos of soccer and, like, how the day goes. And I'm like, bro, I love that, how you just, it's one thing and another thing and another thing and another thing. It's, like, your whole life, your whole day.
You know
and
what's
that's
crazy,
such a, no, and that's such a good, because, like, let's say, like, athletes, bro, like us, I would love that, like, oh, like, a day in life of a soccer player, you know? Like, I would love to, let's see a pro player do that. Like, I'd be so cool, like, oh, look, he does. I mean, oh, I need to do this, too. I need to do that, you know? Like, oh, okay, he works like that, okay, you know? People that go to the gym, bro. I swear to God, if people go to the gym, like, yo, you know, you gotta work your muscle like this, it will help out so many people, because people don't go to the gym because they're scared to do it.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
I meet people like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, bro, I don't know either. I just go and I just, you know, hey, bro, can you help me out?
That's so true. There's so many people I met that are like, I don't go to the gym because there's just, I don't know what to do.
That's too much to do. But I'm like, I just go there. I'm like, yo, bro, you give me the big guy, bro, the small guy. Can you help me out do this? And yeah, bro, okay. Do this. Okay, perfect, bro. You know, things like that.
Wait, did you hear that?
Anyways, what are we talking about? Keep going. That's scary.
Wait.
I did hear that. What was it?
No, I think we're fine.
That's scary.
Well, no, I mean, before I leave, we can do another podcast where we can talk about, like, spiritual things. And yeah, wait. Because you say it.
We can do whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
I can start one. I can start a podcast if you want.
You want to start a podcast?
I wouldn't mind.
Fuck yeah, bro.
And we can talk about life?
Hell yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't mind.
I think everyone should have a podcast because it's an opportunity to have conversations.
Just talk about life.
Exactly.
That's how it is. And there's not a correct answer. It's not a, you know, there's nothing like, oh, this is the book says. You have to go this way. Yeah. Nah. This is how we go, bro. It's your life. There's not, you know, people will be like, oh, damn, I don't do that. I don't do this. That's great. That's okay, bro. You do your way. You know?
I saw something the other day where it's like no one knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's just people who are the most confident about what they're doing seem like they know what they're
doing.
That's basically. Everyone's figuring
it out.
Bro,
when I work on cars, bro, yeah, there might be one way to get out. You can make your own way to get out.
Exactly. And that's to take creativity and also, like, you need to have confidence and also bravery.
There's
to,
tools,
like, step
bro, that I wall my own tools. There's tools that I make my own tool. To literally took one piece.
This is so dope, guys. Like, I walk into this guy's garage and he's got a full welding set. He's in there, like, melding metal
together. Yeah, bro. I'm like, bro, it's gotta do what you gotta do. Bro, I'm not spending $8,000 for a tool today. I came building my own, bro.
But that's so sick because, you know what I'm saying? How many people would be like, oh, I can't have this because it costs this amount of money, instead of looking in the middle and being like, I could just make that if I learned this
skill.
That's
how, basically. And that's how I got in life, bro. In life, bro, it's like, okay, let's say if I'm like, you know, when I grow up, in Argentina, I won't say I was poor because I was on like a good mid side, but the same time I was getting poor, you know? And where I was living was kind of ghetto, but the same time I was not looking like that, you know? Because they were like, I seemed like a good, it's like Messi, bro. Messi learning from the ghetto place, you know? Tevez, Agüero, all those places, Di Maria, they all came from like the ghetto place, bro, you know? And look at where they are right now. And yeah. they're not, Messi's not cocky, bro,
yeah.
You know? I guess I respect that, man, bro. When people say, what you play? Oh, Messi, and you ask me why? Bro, because the guy is respectful of people. He's not cocky, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I'm pretty sure, like, in back home, bro, you have to survive. You got to make your own tools.
Yeah.
You didn't have money to buy any tools like that, you know? So my dad's like, yo, you know, if you need something, you got to make it. Okay.
Wow.
You know, you have to work, things like that. Like,
And that's where, I want to keep talking about, you know, maybe in the next episode where we talk about, like, our childhood, because I think we grew up so different.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because, like, look, it's not my choice where I grew up. I just didn't have the same experience. Like, I grew up in Canada. Canada's, like, it's a very, compared to the rest of the world, I've traveled around a bit. Compared to the rest of the world, it's a very privileged place in the sense that we don't, everything is kind of there.
But this is how, okay, now keeping it like that, we can talk about next time, too. You see how I am, right?
Yeah.
And you say, oh, bro, you mind things. Because people, let's say if I go to Brazil, bro, and you see those poor people, bro, you'd be like, oh, I'm not saying like, oh, Brazil's hella poor, but, you know, or Argentina, you go to Argentina, bro, you go to my place.
I mean, there's wealthy and poor places.
Yeah, you see, like, poor people, you'd be like, oh, fuck, bro, and they'd be like, yeah, bro, I grew up from that, but I bet that guy's so nice.
Yeah.
You know? Like, bro, there's videos, like, poor people help other people, and the rich people they just don't. They just think about, they want to get more money. You know?
I just mean, like, some places
don't. And that's okay with them, you know? Like, that's what people think. You know, I don't mind. Like, like I said, there's nothing wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Like, for me, I am who I am, bro. If you don't like it, bro, it's okay, bro. You can meet someone else, you know?
No, that's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
Like, because you don't want to get mad at people like that, you know? Yeah. You don't want to get anyone mad. Mm. Like, oh, that's not good. He's saying, like, oh, no, I'm not saying, like, rich people is bad. No, I mean, they work for it, right? Mm. They're rich for a reason.
Well, maybe it doesn't matter if they work or didn't work for it, right?
That's what I'm saying. That's them, bro. It don't matter.
It's about the person.
That's what that's how I can, bro. All the stuff, bro, my Forerunner, every car is material, bro.
Yes.
And it comes and goes.
Yes. Oh, dude, that's what I was going to say. I saw this video on Instagram where it showed a picture of a king, and then it showed a picture of a skeleton. And it showed a picture of, like, a billionaire with, like, these, like, rich cars, and then showed a picture of a skeleton. And then it showed a picture of, like, a peasant, showed a picture of a skeleton. And it just goes to show, like, every single person, doesn't matter what they have in this life, they're all going to be in the ground.
Yeah.
They're all going to decompose.
Yeah.
And they're all going to leave this earth with nothing.
That's how it is.
Nothing but your soul and like, the good deeds that you did.
I said, like maybe I think like you can have a bad day, bro. Tomorrow wake up, bro, it's a positive day. Don't wake up bad. Oh, yesterday was yesterday, bro. Today's today, tomorrow's tomorrow.
Every day you wake up, you restart life.
Basically. Yeah. You go sleep for reset your mind.
Yes.
My mind's not don't reset, but I don't wake up, oh bro, like yesterday was so bad.
Yeah.
It's like when you play soccer. Yeah. We bring soccer back again. When you play soccer, you say you miss a PK. Bro, that's it. That happened. Clean your mind, keep playing.
But I used to get affected by that. I remember I used to have a bad game, and
that's what I'm saying, bro. Next game. And it's okay, bro. But that's what you gotta think. You gotta think like in life, like yo.
But it's part of learning.
That's what I'm saying. I was gonna say that. Bro.
It's part of learning.
Like best players, bro. Messi missed PK too.
Exactly.
Ronaldo missed too.
And he's still killing it. And you know what? People forgot about that shit because he's doing amazing stuff now.
And that's
right?
Okay, bro. Yeah. That's okay. No one in life is perfect.
But it's this idea.
It's like my girlfriend. My girlfriend is perfect for me. But it's my, you know, she say, oh, I have so many problems. And that's okay.
Right.
I struggle with you.
Right.
I love you. I struggle with you. You know?
Yeah.
And that's how you got to think about it. Like, nothing in life is going to be perfect. But I bought my car, maybe, and she might have problems. It's okay. It's perfect for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You buy a car, you're like, oh, I like this car. The paint might be messed up, but it's perfect for you.
Because your perspective and what you were expecting, bro. And all the different factors.
Yeah.
My phone's about to die, but I want to just like, is there anything you want to like leave it off?
No, bro. Yeah. Next chapter.
Next chapter.
Number two.
Yeah, number two. Yeah. All right.
Talk about something else. Hey, just comment. You know, comment. What do you guys want to talk about?
Yeah. If you're listening on Spotify, there's an option to leave questions. If you leave some questions, we'll answer them in the next one. I'll put them on my Instagram as well. So make sure you're following me on Instagram. At Pursuit of Ascension.
You can add my Instagram there too.
And yeah, I'll put Francisco's Instagram. What's your Instagram? It's underscore. I'll put it in the link.
Add it up. I think,
yeah, I'll put it in the link.
Yeah, I just add it up. It'd be better.
But yeah, honestly, it's been an amazing past 2 weeks.
Bro, I've been so much. We learned so much for each other. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's been a lot of moments. And
Good. You know, and then like moments, like again, like I said, real quick, there's always going to be good days and bad days.
Of course.
You know?
Of course.
And that's okay.
Actually, wait. I don't think there's such thing as good or bad days. I think there's just different days. And then it's about your perspective on them. Yeah.
We got good moments. We got some bad moments.
But like, it's about how you
But we learn from them, right?
Exactly. So if you learn from like a bad moment, is it a bad moment?
No, I don't know.
Because something good came out.
I want to say like bad. I don't know. Because like this stuff happens that like I wish it wouldn't happen. But sometimes like, well, I shouldn't do that again then.
But
you know?
That shit happened and you became who you are because of it.
Yeah, basically.
So it's not bad.
I mean, it's not bad. It's bad in the moment.
Right. But you
but
have
it's
to.
It's not bad because you learn.
You can't be caught up in the moment.
Yeah.
You have to enjoy the moment, but you have to remember that the moment isn't everything.
It's like I was driving the road and then I was falling asleep and I almost went out and then I just came back again.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So let's say if you're driving, right? And then you fell asleep, you're about to crash and then you're like, oh shoot, I gotta wake up. It's a wake up call. So you came back again.
Oh. You didn't. I thought you said you did that.
No. Oh. You just like crashed. You're about to crash, but you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a
wake-up
call. So.
Dude, that's exactly it. Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Exactly. It's like, oh shit, now I know not to do that or not do that again.
Not do it again. Yeah. I should have slept then. You know, I shouldn't. It's like when it happened, I was like, well, my bad, I shouldn't tell you to do this.
Right.
I should have waited you like 10 more minutes.
Yeah.
It's okay. It was my fault, you know?
No, pasa nada.
No, it's okay. But that's what I'm saying. Like, we learn from that.
Yeah.
Know?
Of course.
Like,
and you know what? You know what? I was thinking about this too. I was like, I feel like if anything, we're closer and like, maybe even me and your family are a little bit closer because
For sure.
Of that. Because it's like, there was a moment of...
Oh, like, oh, yeah.
Right?
And that's happened.
It's like, we move past
that's the thing. And I think, like, things happen in life for a reason.
Yeah. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
That's
yes,
for
yes.
sure, bro. When you're like, bro, why would this happen to me? Because it happened for a reason, bro. It was meant to be, and maybe they were like, hey, bro, watch out. They were warning you. You might not listen, and it happened, and, you know, you got to deal with the consequences.
But
you know?
The only way you'll know...
But you don't give up. If you deal with the consequences, you don't give up. You just wake up the next day and keep going, bro.
Because the only way you can see why it happened is if you look back. So in order to look back, you have to keep moving forward.
Basically, bro, you don't give up. You just keep going and keep going and keep going. Like, life never... If like, again, like we said again, life wouldn't be... If life was simple, it'd be boring.
Exactly.
So life would never be... It's going to be difficult, bro. And trust me, I've met people that be like, fuck this life. Why am I here? You know? And I'm like, you're here for a reason if you're here, you know? That's how I have to be.
That's a good.
That's literally. I don't want to be rude or anything, but that's how it is.
Just do good to other people. Spread love. Remember, everything happens for a reason. Enjoy the moments.
I'm out, yo.
That was fucking dope. And just for some context as well, just to give you a bit of a picture as to how we recorded that, we were just walking around in circles, up and down the street, just talking to each other. That's how I operate best. When I'm walking around, right after I work out, that's when my mind is most clear. But I appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll record another one of these every Monday night. We go live. Love you guys.
Peace out.